Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Bresky Siding and Building Repair of Kindy. Bresky Siding and Building Repair is your roofing, gutter, and siding experts. In Hampton Township, Michigan, two people were hospitalized with serious injuries after a head-on crash in Bay County. The collision happened Monday afternoon around 3:50 p.m. on Center Road, also known as M25, near Callahan Road in Hampton Township. Authorities say both drivers were alone in their vehicles when they collided head-on. Each was taken to the hospital, where they remained in serious condition as of Tuesday, that's today. Officials are still investigating what led to the crash. At this point, it's unclear whether drugs or alcohol played a role. And in Tuscola County, Veterans Affairs Department announced a new hire. Teresa Bonesteel was hired as the Department's service officer. She is a veteran service officer, having worked in that capacity in California as well as an Army veteran. During her career in the service, she served as a military police soldier, and she was deployed to Iraq in 2008. Her firsthand knowledge of military service strengthened her commitment to advocate for veterans and ensure they received the benefits and support they earned from their service into their country. Tuscola County's Veteran Affairs Office is located at 1309 Cleaver Road in Caro, in an office at the Health Department. For more information, call 989-673-8148. And the Village of Lexington announces the Village Cleanup Date. A village-wide spring cleanup is scheduled for May 16th, running from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Officials say MTERRA Environmental USA will collect household items, including furniture, small appliances that do not contain Freon, as well as yard waste and general trash. Residents are reminded that certain materials will not be accepted during the pickup, including tires, motor oil, batteries, and paint. When we come back from this Bresky Builder sponsor message, we'll get to more local news.
Mirror, on the wall, whose house is the nicest on the block of them all?
Not yours.
What do you mean?
Your siding is faded, your gutters are falling off, and you have shingles missing. I suggest you call Bresky Siding and Building Repair.
I'm going to call Bresky Siding and Building Repair right now. Mirror, on the wall, now whose house is the nicest of them all?
Yours is, kind sir. Yours is.
Call me, Derek Bresky, at Bresky Siding and Building Repair today to make your house look like the nicest of them all.
Call my dad, 989-529-8167.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. And looking at Hemlock, Michigan, there are moments when curiosity sparks something bigger. A question turned into an experiment turned into a passion, and sometimes in a small town with big opportunities, that passion turns into a future. On Saturday, April 11th, 2026, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., Hemlock Public School District will host the Next Gen STEM Festival at Hemlock High School in partnership with Michigan Technology University's or Technological University's Mind Trekkers. The event is free and open to the public. This is not your typical Saturday. This is where bubbles become physics lessons, where bananas become musical instruments, where students do not just learn about science, they step inside it, question it, and reshape it. With over 50 hands-on activity stations, the festival is designed to ignite curiosity across all ages, from immersive demonstrations to interactive challenges. The experience is built around one simple idea: learning sticks when it is lived. This event is about access and opportunity, said Laura Trombley, director of the Lockwood STEM Center. When students can see it, touch it, and try it themselves, something shifts. They begin to believe that STEM is not just something you study, it's something you can become a part of. And that is powerful. The partnership with Michigan Technological University brings nationally recognized programming into the heart of the community, reinforcing Hemlock's commitment to innovation and real-world learning. It also reflects a broader vision, one where small-town schools do not follow trends, but help set them. Board of Education President Matt Wessener emphasized the long-term impact of experiences like this. For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Bresky Siding and Building Repair of Kindy. Bresky Siding and Building Repair is your roofing, gutter, and siding experts.